We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Jackie Bradley Jr. makes the catch. Alex Verdugo right next to him raises his hands up in the air as if giving the touchdown signal. Some happiness for the Red Sox and Ron Renicki, who is a winner as Red Sox manager on his 64th birthday. The 9-game losing streak is over.
Red Sox manager brought to you by Arbella Insurance, here for fans, here for good, and your New England Honda dealers featuring the all-wheel drive Pilot.
Let's sing happy birthday.
If they can't win a game for your birthday, Ron Renicki, then at that point you just basically walk away. Say, I'm out of here. Good night. See ya.
Yeah, that was a good one. Good that we didn't have to go another game and try to win one. So 10 in a row doesn't sound very good.
Did you have a socially distancing birthday party with a socially distancing birthday cake? And how do you blow the candles out?
Well, we were on the plane, so I don't think I could light a candle. So, but no, it was good. Guys sang happy birthday after the game, so that was kind of cool.
So I'm wondering how important a win like that is when you're on a long losing streak. It's a short season. And the second part of that question, are you concerned at all? We're seeing some mental mistakes. I mean, Christian Vasquez, a lazy tag at home plate. Rafael Devers the other night, routine double play ball. He throws the ball into center field. Are those things that maybe you worry or concerned a little bit about focus?
It could be focus, but I think a lot of it stems from kind of the press of trying to score a bunch of runs. And when we're not hitting, you tell guys to separate their offense from defense, but it's not always that easy to do. So I think a lot of that stems from just losing 9 in a row and pressing and trying to, you know, get it done. And then all of a sudden you're still not hitting, and then you see all kinds of goofy stuff happen.
So Kyle Hart got his second big league start yesterday. Started off, kind of struggled a little bit, but then he settled down nicely. Has he earned another start?
Well, I think that's what we're planning to do right now. We'll still talk about it. And the problem is we're getting in some of these games where we're having to use some guys that we didn't plan on using. And when we do that, we have to switch them out with some of the guys in the taxi squad. And then everything kind of gets messed up. And we plan it out, you know, we plan out 10 days and it never seems like we get that far. So we're still scrambling.
I was just going to ask you about that. How difficult is it to manage a pitching staff when, one, you're falling behind all of these games early on, and then you're really not getting lengths out of any of these starters?
Right. Besides Nate and Martin, we haven't had the length, and we plan for that every day. And, you know, if we can get 4 or 5, it would certainly help. And sometimes we just get 3. So then all of a sudden your long guy goes. And then you look down at the end of the day, you're using 7 pitchers. And you can't continually use 7 pitchers every night. So it's important, certainly, when Nate and Martin pitch that we get the length. But I think also by just giving guys more opportunities to start, I think that length we're gonna see, and hopefully it shows up to 5 innings, and then we're just covering 4 more, and we can handle that.
So, Ron, I want to get into this story that we still can't get enough of, this Fernando Tatis Jr., you know, the whole debate, unwritten rules, and, you know, he's swinging 3-0, and both managers are kind of irritated about it. Padres manager is, you know, he's apologizing, and then, you know, the Rangers manager, you know, he's pissed off about it also. Then I saw this guy, Chris Cotillo, you know, tweet out, you know, your response, your answer to whether or not a guy would swing 3-0 on a count, and you said you probably wouldn't have a player do that in a lopsided game. So this guy that tweeted this out gets like 200 retweets, and then there's lots of people nationally talking about it, former players, ex-players, current players. Are you surprised at, like, you know, like, why, you know, fans get so upset about this unwritten rule mentality about piling on in baseball?
Yes. The only thing is it's been going on for so long that it's always a topic. It's a topic inside the clubhouse too on what these unwritten rules are. They've changed over time. When I played, it was 5 runs past the 7th inning. You stop running. You don't swing again 3-0. And it was a little easier to go by. But because of the runs scored now, you know, there's huge innings, 7-8 runs scored an inning. I'm not that concerned about it anymore. I think the number one thing you need to realize as a manager is do what's best for your team. So whatever's best for your team, and it changes from night to night. You may have your bullpen that you've got your top 3 guys that are all down that night. Well, you don't want to even think about getting close to a close score where you have to get somebody up and finish that game. So you're going to play it differently. And I realize as a manager, I don't know what's going on that other side. And if he's concerned about that game and he needs to get more runs, then score more runs. I'm not going to get upset about it.
Yeah, so
go ahead.
No, I think just your opinion as far as the way baseball is perceived, I think this was kind of like a black eye. Like if this is a 15-round fight, I think, you know, this event happening, you know, baseball lost the round based on just, you know, the response that I'm seeing from everybody and how baseball is perceived. Like, people were angry about this. Like, you know, Fernando Tatis Jr. should have been ashamed for piling on. I just feel like, how do you fix that? How do you fix that mentality? How do you convince fans that, I don't know, that this is not what you're looking to, you know, put out there?
Right. Well, that's why I think that they need to hear from us as managers on what we're thinking during a game and why this could happen and why you can be okay with it. So if somebody's doing that and we're the team that's losing and they do that to me, I'm not upset, because if they're trying to embarrass the other team, okay, that's one thing. But if they're doing it because their team really needs this, maybe, you know, Tatis is a little different because he's doing so well. But say a guy's really scuffling and he needs a hit and he needs an RBI, and the 3-0 count is his best chance to get a base hit, and you have him swing because of that reason. I don't know that. I don't know why you're letting him swing. And so I shouldn't be upset about it. If you're running in the 8th, 9th inning, you're up by 6-7 runs, you must be doing it because you're worried about winning that game. Are you worried about maybe the other team's offense and coming back and scoring? So all of these things need to be out there so that people realize that there's different reasons why you do things in games. And it's not always it's not written down black and white. It changes from game to game on what you need to do.
And I think that was the situation with San Diego. Their bullpen had been burned out, Ron, for the previous 6 games. And at that point, but I think what happened was that Jace Tingler, the manager, comes out and he apologizes when the game is over. So nobody's taking his side saying, well, maybe they needed this. Now, the kid missed the sign. And that is a problem, as you know, between a manager and a player if he misses the sign.
Yeah, well, that's what they said. I would like to know if the player actually did look down there and actually miss the sign.
Ooh,
you know, because
that's interesting.
I don't know that. We don't know that.
Yeah.
And if you leave it up to a player, how's he supposed to know? You know, what is that point? Is it 6 runs ahead? Is it 7? Is it 8? What is the point where I'm not supposed to do this? Well, the manager and the coaches need to take care of that so the player doesn't have to worry about that stuff.
So when the manager of the Padres comes back and apologizes when the game's over, you think that the kid missed it. I want to ask you a question that extends off of this, because like me, you're an old-time baseball guy, and there's a lot of tradition, as you just explained, with Major League Baseball, and yet you've got some really exciting young players in the game, including Fernando Tatis Jr. Do we need to have a little bit more emotion out there? It almost seems to me that it's an old unwritten rule in baseball. You know, act like you've been there before. You can't flip the bat. You can't do certain things. You can't show emotion. And yet I think that's hurting the game with attracting younger fans out there, Ron.
Well, I don't, the way I see it, I think there's plenty of emotion. I think these players now, what they do when they hit a home run, when I played, you would be hit every single time the next time you're hitting. Every single time. So it has definitely changed. There was no bat flips when I was there. There was no hit a home run and stand at the plate and watch it. If you did, you got hit. And the umpires allowed you to get hit because they know you shouldn't have done that. So I think there's plenty enough celebrating. I watch the guys. I think they have a lot of fun with it, and I'm fine with it. Times have changed. It's not when I played, you know. And I agree. I think there should be some more emotion. We've got a couple players that are really emotional, and I think the fans really like to see that. So I'm fine with it.
Last one for me, Ron. Darwinson Hernandez, removed from the IL, but I'm just going to call it the COVID list. But just moving forward for him, like, how do you see his role moving forward?
Well, he could possibly be in there tonight. I'm hoping he's not. If he's not, it means that Nate threw a good ball game. But if he doesn't go today, he will go tomorrow, I'm sure. It's a bullpen day. Probably will open up with Brewer pitching that, and then Darwinson is going to get probably two innings somewhere in there. So as we go forward with it, he threw three innings in our taxi squad. We didn't want to come out and throw him three innings here because we feel the adrenaline and the emotion is going to be different here. It's going to be a higher effort. So we're starting him at two innings. And then maybe the next time he goes two, or maybe he goes three, and then we'll build on it. And after a while, we'll see do we want to try to start this guy, or what are we seeing from him? So that's kind of where we are with him. We're not set on exactly what we're going to do.
All right, final one for me. Last 2 years, we've spent a lot of time trying to quicken up the pace of the game, shorten those games, because it's become a problem. This year, the longest games in the history of Major League Baseball. Why?
Oh, good question. I don't know. We've had a couple of really long ones. So, although I think we led the league in length of time last year anyway. I think they need to speed this up. I don't like it. I don't like a pitcher taking time, catching a ball, and taking forever to get back on the mound and throwing. I think your rhythm is way better, and plus you make the hitter uncomfortable as soon as he gets back in the box and you're ready to throw at him. So I would like everything to be quickened up, and they can do it. If we have to bring in a clock to speed guys up, then bring in a clock. And I just don't see any reason why this thing should be 4 hours a night. That makes no sense to me.
None whatsoever.
As you know, we like action, so let's have more action going on out there.
Ron, happy birthday to you. Good luck down there in Baltimore.
Well, thank you, guys.
Talk to you next week.
Ron.
See you later. That's Ron Renicky, the manager of the Red Sox, right here on OMF.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.